From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber has killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 65 others. Officials and witnesses say the bomber targeted a crowd during Persian New Year celebrations near a Shiite Muslim neighborhood in the capital, Kabul. The dead and injured were all civilians. The Islamic State terrorist group claims responsibility for the deadly attack. The Nigerian government says most of the girls abducted by Boko Haram from the northeastern town of Dapchi last month have been returned. As correspondent Chika Odua reports, parents of the released girls are happy and relieved to have their children back.
The Nigerian government has confirmed that the majority of the 110 schoolgirls believed to have been abducted by a Boko Haram faction just over a month ago were released Wednesday morning. AFP reported that the girls were brought back to the remote farming town of Dapchi in the northern Nigerian state of Yobe by their abductors in a convoy of 9 vehicles. Media reports said that 5 of the girls died along the way, but a Yobe state government official said this could not yet be ascertained. Questions are being raised about the nature of the release. VOA spoke to the Nigerian president's spokesperson, Shehu Garba. He did not confirm nor deny that a ransom had been paid. However, another government official, Yobe State Representative Khadija Ibrahim, said no money had been exchanged. Chika Odua in Dakar for VOA News.
A U.S. airstrike in southern Somalia this week killed 2 al-Shabaab militants and wounded 3 others. U.S. Africa Command said the attack took place near the town of Mubarak. This is VOA News.